Today is Friday, May 7th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I talked to my mom, and so I know I told you guys that my brother is coming into town for Mother's Day. I have no idea what I'm going to get my mom for Mother's Day. And I tend to think of these outrageous things that cost too much money and I shouldn't be spending, that much money. And I think, oh, well, because it's such a fabulous gift, I know she'll like it because I have no creativity. And I think, oh, I'll just throw money at it and, you know, she'll be so impressed that I got her. Like at Christmas, my parents had this crystal, and it's not like I'm wealthy or anything, but my parents have these crystal goblets that they got when they got married, and you know, like one, they'd have it on their wedding registry, and each person that gave them a gift would give them one goblet or something, you know, I mean, they're expensive goblets. I don't even like them all that much. Anyway, so they were using them for some dinner that Mark and I were over at their house for, and one of them was chipped. And Mom said, oh no, there's another one that's chipped. And I had gotten them stuff for Christmas, but I didn't think that my gifts were good enough for Christmas. I had already, you know, purchased the gifts or whatever, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to. And so my mom says, oh yeah, Steve, someday we should replace these. And he said, oh, honey, they're so expensive, we shouldn't. And I think they had three of their set that were not, that had been broken. And so what did I do? I didn't even tell them. I just went to the website of Waterford Crystal and I looked them up and I found the goblet and I ordered three right then and there. And then when they came in, I took them over and said, oh, hey, here, I bought these for you guys because I know that you were not going to buy them for yourself. And I thought this would be, but I mean, they were expensive. That was $300 for three goblets. And, you know, because I have no idea what my mom wants, when I realized it was Mother's Day this weekend, the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, my mom loves her tablet. Her Android tablet, but it's so cheap and doesn't work very well. And it's slow. And I mean, all she does is she has those coloring book apps where it's so funny. You don't even color. I mean, there's no skill involved at all. It has numbers in the little sections. It's like a paint by numbers, but you don't even paint anything. You literally take your finger and you tap. And when you tap, it fills in the whole thing, the whole little section. So you just tap, 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 and you're done. You've colored the whole thing. I don't even know why it's fun. But that's pretty much all she does on this tablet, is these paint by numbers apps. But I was like, oh, you know what? That's a crappy tablet that she has. Maybe I should buy her an iPad. And I started looking. And I started looking at iPads. And then I thought to myself, no, it's Mother's Day. You should just take her some flowers and a card. Like, why are you buying like a $400 or $500 iPad for Mother's Day? Her birthday's coming up in September, you know, Christmas. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Why am I spending all? She doesn't even need an iPad, so I'm not going to do it. But I don't know what I'm going to get her. Because I feel like flowers are just boring. I don't know what she would want. Like, I'm really at a loss. But I have been looking at my money. You know, I told you guys, I think I mentioned that I had, I should write this stuff down. I should, you know, before I record a new episode, I should really look. I should listen, not look. I should listen to the prior day's episode. Then I'll know exactly what I said. But I've been, you know I've mentioned several times about purchasing, you know, trying to figure out how I should do my investments, mainly around retirement and money that I really want to grow for when I retire, because I'm a little bit behind on my retirement savings. I'm doing pretty good, But when I was in my 20s and early 30s, I didn't really save any money at all. I didn't start saving money for retirement until I moved to Arkansas and got the job with Walmart. And that's when I started my 401k. And that's when I, you know, and I wasn't even putting the, you know, the amount that I should have been putting in there. And I, over the last 5 years or so, I've really been trying to, okay, I've got my debt paid off. I've got my credit score back up. Now I've really got to focus on getting money saved and all that. But I really am a big spender. I make a good living, but I spend a lot of it. And so I've been looking. There are some YouTube channels that I watch around, you know, actually Mark had been watching one, and I just find it really informative. And the guy's really good, but he's in his 20s, and he's a multimillionaire in his 20s. Oh, my God. But he's got some really sound advice. So I'm like, well, you know, whatever. So I've been looking at my investments and stuff. And I was just listening to one of his videos, and he was talking about, and there are some clickbaity videos, because I'm also looking at ways, you know, you guys know I've mentioned several times, you know, how to bring in money, how to bring in extra income other than the income that's coming in from my day job. And passive income. And of course, he mentioned you could buy real estate, you could buy a house and rent it out. And there are other things you could do. But, you know, those are very, could be high risk and take a lot of work. But then he said, you know, another thing you should do is just try to save money. Like, look where you're spending money and don't spend as much. And put that money that you save into an investment account or whatever, you know, and don't just make sure you know where your money is going and that you're not just spending everything that you earn. And I do, I do put a large amount in my, you know, I do put a large amount in my 401k. I haven't quite maxed it out yet, but I'm really trying to max it out now. And so, and you know, I had made that spreadsheet about all the subscriptions that I've got, and I've got so many subscriptions that I pay for. Different cloud computing services and domain names and streaming accounts and all of this. I mean, it really adds up. You think, oh, that's just $20 a month. That's nothing. But if you put that $20 a month in a savings account or an investment, you know, and you earn on average 7 to 8% interest on that, you know, and you do that for a year, you could have made in a year, you know, not a lot, but you could have made $20. You'd have your, you know, $20 a month saved. So you'd have what, $240 plus an additional 8%. So, you know, on top of that, and if you kept doing that with all these different subscriptions, I mean, think about how much money you could have. So anyway, so I am going through my subscriptions. I already cut about $100 a month yesterday from my subscription list, but I'm going to do even more. And then I thought, you know, I don't know how much money I spend per month on restaurants and toys and, you know, just things that I put on my credit. And I spend, luckily, it's fairly easy for me because I only have two credit cards that I use and I pay them off every month. So I'm really proud about that because when I was living in Dallas, I did a horrible job with my finances. And I got in a bad position. I got, you know, I got in a really bad shape. My credit score was horrible. I had all this debt. Like, it was horrible. So I've done really well, but I was just looking. Because I never look. I never look. And I thought, you know, I need to increase my 401k contributions. Can I afford that? Is basically what I was looking at. Because based on how much I spend per month, can I afford to up my savings? And I'm not going to go into detail, but I looked at my credit card and they give you an analysis. And over the past year, they average out how much I spend per month on that credit card. It was too much. It was too much. so I went ahead and what I found out is because of how much I'm spending every month, I would not be able to put more in my 401k without taking away from savings to pay my credit card bill. So now I'm going to do it. I went ahead and upped the amount on my 401k because that's a smart thing to do. And I'm going to actually reduce my spending. I don't know how I'm going to do. I'm just going to look and say, okay, yeah, I'm not going to buy a new mixer every month. I don't do that, but I'm just using that as an example. I'm not going to buy a new microphone just when I get a whim. I'm not going to buy a new lens for my camera just willy-nilly. I'm going to make sure I have the money for that before I do it. And maybe we eat, you know, maybe I eat at restaurants less. Although I've been cooking, since I started back on Weight Watchers, I've been cooking at least 5 days a week, which I'm sure is saving us money. But I'm really going to start looking at, and you know, it's not like I have to do this, but if I want to be smart and responsible with my money, I need to start looking at it and going, you know what, maybe you shouldn't spend $500 on a new mixer when you've already got one. I mean, it's too late now, but I could sell my old one on eBay though, and then invest that money. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.